This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I was the only one without a losing record last week, but I didn't have a winning record. I was 2-2-1. Boomer was 1-3-1. Jerry was 1-3-1. But Boomer is still in first place. We are separated, all three of us, by two games. Boomer 2-11-2. Jerry in second, 11-12-2. Boomer 12-11-2. Jerry in second place, 11-12-2. And I'm in third place, 10-13-2. So this is mediocrity.
What were the prop bets like?
At its best. Prop bets last week, me and you both won. Jerry lost. So prop bets on the year, both Boomer and I are 4-1 in our prop bets. Jerry 1-4.
Awesome.
With his prop bets. So here we go. Week 6, Jerry, what you got?
We got 5 games for you. And if you listen to the warm-up show, 3 of them, what we call cool games. We start with cool game number 1. Justin Herbert and the Chargers on the road in Baltimore. Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. The Ravens minus 2.5.
This might be a little bit of recency bias by me, but what I saw from Lamar Jackson was just absolutely incredible. I think he's playing the best football of his career. He got that whole West Coast thing coming across the country, 1 o'clock game, tough environment in Baltimore. I don't know. I think this is all Lamar Jackson showing up and then adding to an MVP resume again in this game. As great as the Chargers have been, I'm taking the Ravens in this one.
Really? Wow. You know, I think this is an upset. I think it's the Chargers are going to go on a road here, and they will win. And Justin Herbert has been money. He has beaten in back-to-back weeks Patrick Mahomes, Derek Carr, Baker Mayfield, and it's going to continue right here with Lamar Jackson. I know Lamar's great, fine, and he'll probably put up huge numbers here. But I'm telling you, this wide receiving core, tight ends, and the passing game of the Chargers are unbelievable. And there's a new sheriff in town. His name's Justin Herbert. I'll take the Chargers.
I love everything you say, except that I'm going to agree with Greg, and I'm going to go with the guy who had what you called perhaps the best half of football ever, Lamar Jackson, on Monday night. I will take the Ravens minus the 2.5. Game number 2, also a cool game. Kyler Murray and the Cardinals on the road in Cleveland against Baker Mayfield and the Browns. Cleveland minus 3.5.
I think it's time for the Cardinals to lose. I think that this is it. I've seen both sides of the Browns the last couple of weeks. I saw them not able to do a damn thing offensively against Minnesota and then do whatever the hell they wanted offensively against the Chargers. I think that somewhere in between this week will be good enough. I think that Browns defense was embarrassed with themselves last week, and they come out and they don't let it happen again. So give me the Browns to beat the Cardinals and give them their first loss.
Earlier in the week, I was thinking, man, the Cardinals are pretty special. Kyler Murray's pretty special. And then I went back and started reading a little bit more about them. It doesn't look like Chandler Jones is going to be in this game.
No,
he's got COVID.
No.
And they got a couple other guys. I'm not sure who they are yet because I haven't seen them announced. That there's COVID running through the team. And by the way, Chandler Jones is in severe protocol, whatever the hell they're calling that.
Oh, he's vaccinated but has symptoms.
Yeah,
sure.
It's like strict protocol or whatever. So I don't know. I'm with you. You know, the Browns were embarrassed last week defensively. They're not going to be embarrassed this week. And I told you, the anti-Kyler Murray is Myles Garrett. I'm going to take the Browns, and I'll lay the 3 points.
I hate to agree with both of you, but I agree. I will take Cleveland minus 3.5. Game number 3, the third of the 3 cool games. The Cowboys at Foxborough to take on the Patriots. Patriots at home getting 3.
The most confident picks that I've had this year have not worked out. I think when I've said best bet or felt really good about something, I've only been 1-2 in those games. But this is one of those games, man. I love the Cowboys in this game. Absolutely love them. I'm so tired of the Patriots. They're just so boring. I don't think they're any good. Talked about it before. The only two teams they beat were the Jets and the Texans, and they barely beat the Texans last week. And the Cowboys, to me, are a Super Bowl contender. I think this is a I'm coming to collect
my rent money in your stadium SmackDown spot. Give me the Cowboys.
This is like when New Orleans went to go visit,
mm-hmm.
right, the Patriots. And we all thought, wow, maybe New Orleans coming off of a loss at the hands of the Panthers. They're going to be flat. Jameis this, Jameis that. Next thing you know, it was the New Orleans defense that shut down Mac Jones and that offense up there. I honestly got to agree with you. I think it is the Cowboys. The Cowboys are a runaway freight train, and they are an offense to be reckoned with. If there's anybody that could slow them down, it'd be Bill Belichick. I don't think they're going to be able to keep it within 3 points. So I'm going to take the Cowboys.
My money's on Trayvon Diggs and Micah Parsons and Dan Quinn. Cowboys minus three.
Well, you're the voice of the Cowboys.
No, I'm not. Game number four. Chiefs in Washington. The Washington football team getting 6.5.
I really like Washington this week. I know that they slapped together a ceremony for Sean Taylor, which is something that they should have spent more time on, and they're only doing it to basically deflect right now. But I don't know, man. The Chiefs are just so disappointing. Their defense stinks, and every time I pick them, they screw me. So I'm not going to pick them. I think for the first time this year, we see that effort from the Washington football defense we have been waiting on. And they don't win the game, but they cover. It's going to be 27-23 Kansas City.
Not a chance. Kansas City scoring over 30 points. You know that. I know that. And everybody else in football knows that. The question is whether or not Taylor Heineke is going to make a stupid interception. It's a good story, but how many times does he make key mistakes in games? I'm taking the Chiefs to roll all the way here as the blowout city.
Now, I don't think he did know that because he said 23.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But we'll see. I will take. You've changed my mind talking about the Washington defense today, so I will take Kansas City as well, minus the 6.5. And the Rams come to MetLife Stadium, take on the Giants. The Giants at home are getting 9.5 points.
Oh, man. This is... Do we leave at halftime spot?
Oh, God. Don't say that.
This is a let's tailgate. Do we go in? That's what the questions are going to be asking. I'm sorry, but this is. I'd love for Daniel.
You don't think this is a letdown spot?
No, it's not. I'd love to see Daniel Jones come back healthy and go off and shock the world and then maybe give us a little Giants juice, but it's not going to happen. I mean, the Rams are a well-coached team with too much talent. If you're picking the Giants in this game, it's only to be a contrarian. That's it. That's the only reason to pick the Giants. Give me the Rams.
Really?
You're picking the Giants?
I mean, they get, what, 9.5 points?
Yeah, who cares? Give them 90.5.
I think that might be a little much. I'll take the Giants.
You know what?
You're taking the Giants?
I am.
I'm taking the 9.5 and the Giants. No, because hold on. Time out. I did say on national television that the Giants can turn New Year's Eve into a funeral. I did say that, and I want to own it. I want to own it.
So now you're picking the Rams.
Right. You just told me about L.A. 1 o'clock game, plus Al's telling me Mike Glennon, Daniel Jones, no difference. Booker and Saquon, no difference. I'll take the Giants, plus the 9.5 points. And there you have it for week 6. We do our prop bets.
Yes, we are going to do our prop bets. My prop bet is going to be in this game. And I'm going to go Matthew Stafford over 14.5 passing touchdowns. No. Over 2.5 passing touchdowns.
All right.
Over 2.5. And that's plus 155. So that's some good value there if you're interested in that.
I'm going to one of your buzz games from earlier when we were talking about it, Cincinnati and Detroit. I'm going to go under 282 yards for Joe Burrow.
I'm going to have to go back and get that now. Because I went off of it to get mine. But you want under Joe Burrow passing yards,
yes,
correct?
Yes. All right. It's like 282, 283.5, something like that, you said.
And I'm taking Davis Mills under 212.5 as they play at Indianapolis, the Texans.
Okay, the Joe Burrow is 282.5.
I'm going under with that.
All right. Under Joe Burrow, 282.5. All right. That is it for the week 6 picks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.